Letter which is 530 pages long from a young lady down at Warrnambool. Is this example of devotion a record?
Is it what? I'm sorry, what?
Is this example of devotion of sending to you a 530-page letter? Took since last March to write it, I understand. Is that a record?
It's an example of self-discipline, I know that. It's not a record. We have...
It's a book.
Anything else would be anticlimactic.
You say it's not a record. What do you get longer?
We get a lot of weird things and a lot of groovy things. I mean, you know what a gum wrapper chain is? They take a Wrigley's. You see, exerts an awful lot of influence over the American young. Double your pleasure, double your fun. You have those down here? Those commercials? Well, they're the worst. Anyway, that's what we've got in America. Double your pleasure, double your fun. Wrigley's Doublemint gum.
What about
hi, ho, hey, chew your little troubles away. Yeah, that's it. That's what the older generation gives as an answer, you see. Hi, ho, hey, chew them away. And they take these gum wrappers and make them into like triangles and fasten them to one another in some sort of a chain-like fashion. And however much you have. And I got one of them one time that I hung on my dressing room wall that was easily, and this is no exaggeration, 4 or 5 miles long.
That's exaggeration.
They rolled it all up. Looked like a sausage. It looked like a giant sausage like this. Like a horse collar. I don't know whether that's a record, but it certainly gave somebody some bad teeth.
Martin, we only thought what is in fact being the best thing was to have the rest this amount of the
No, not really. The music thing was sort of an accident with us. Like I say, the people who put it together and sat and gloated over their little test tube babies, hey, we're going to put them together, we're going to make $42 billion in a minute. And we're going to put them, we're going to get them born just like the Beatles. We'll put them out there, and everything, they can't do nothing. We'll make them do what we say they do. And we'll all see, we're so, and they all sort of chuckled around a great big walnut table, you see. Not a chance. We got in there, and I can play, and Peter can play, and Dad, Mickey can play, and Davey can play. And we all sat down, and we played together, and it sounded good, and it scared them to death. You know, and they said, scared me too. How did you, man, you can't, no need to do that. You're going to upset the atmosphere. Well, no, wait a minute. You know, we kept saying, I'm sorry, Charlie, you know, this is our thing. And so we started playing and everything like that. But working 5 days a week on the television show, which we did, and almost 18 hours a day of that, the music was sort of just fell into place. And we had no idea that the music would have the impact that it did. Subsequently, we haven't really done any
actually, we hoped it would have a great deal more.
Haven't really done any like revolution songs and stuff like that. We just do, you know, music that's fun to play and fun to listen to. I think Richard Harris is brilliant. You know, and I mean, I think that I don't know whose idea it was, but for him to tackle those songs and sing them and give them the kind of interpretation he did, I think it's marvelous. I think Jim Webb's a disaster.
Gentlemen in the back.
Mark, is it true in your stage presentation it's completely different in that you use rear projection?
Yeah. I mean, is it different than what?
It's different front projection.
That we have never?
No,
yeah, really. As a matter of fact, you're going to see a lot of things that nobody's ever seen in a concert before.
The inside of an egg?
Yeah. It's going to be really, it's really kind of an interesting concert. You should come and see. I think most people think we're going to come out, run out in 25 minutes, hope they scream loud enough so that they can't hear us play, and then get off the stage, you know, which is not the case. You know, we spend a good 10 or 15 minutes trying to get the kids to quiet down so they can really enjoy themselves. Show lasts an hour and 15 minutes. There's costume changes. There's light stuff. There is banter and patter between the audience. There's, I don't know, there's all kinds of really neat stuff.
There'd be a lot more if we could have shipped it over here.
That's right. We have the show that we're doing in Australia is kind of trimmed down because of the weight problem and shipping it, you know, the 24,000 or however many miles we're away from home. And in America, you know, we take like a whole circus with us, elephants.
Call the president of the USA.
Mm-hmm.
On his listening, I might win it by default.
And are you ever going to do another one? We are going to be special next year. Because the television special. No, that's why we're not doing the TV series, because we couldn't do it again like they wanted to do it. We wanted to do it every week, completely different, with not giving them a script, nothing. Just hand them a show and a little leg back after every weekend, they said no, so they said you can do a couple of specials.